Tomorrow, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dal, 3-4. So picking up what we said in the previous Mishnah, we're going to now discuss the difference between the Chachamim's communal Ola that you're bringing with your leftover, undeliverable money that you got from the redemption of those Ashamos, and Rabbi Elazar's personal Ola that you give with that money. Says the Mishnah, Valo Af HaNadava, meaning even the voluntary communal offering, the Ketz Mizbeach, Olahi, it's also an Ola. And therefore, Ma, what is the difference between Divrei Rabbi Elazar le Divrei Chachamim? Says the Mishnah, Ela Bizman Shehi Bachova. If it's coming as, let's say, your personal private Chovim is your obligation as a private personal Ola that you're bringing, as opposed to just a generic one. So then, first of all, Husomach Aleha, the guy bringing it will do Smicha on his Ola. Olas require smicha, like essentially all personal korbanos do. Put your hands on the head of the animal, push down as hard as you can, which is not a thing that you do for a public offering. Umevi le nesachin. He has to bring the accompanying wine libation and the meal libation with oil that you bring with every, it's called minchas nesachin, with every ola and every shlamim. So he has to bring that too. Unesacheha mishalo. He has to pay for it personally, in addition to, so he has to come up with more money. The money he got from selling his Asham, he'll get to purchase an Ola, but he has to pay additional funds to buy the wine, to buy the meal, the flour, to buy the oil, to buy the frankincense. Vimhaya Kohen, if the guy who is the owner of this animal is a Kohen, so then Avodasa Va'ora Shalom. He has the prerogative, if he should so choose, to do the Avoda himself, which means normally, the Kohanim are divided into 24 groups called Mishmaros. Each group basically serves for 1 week at a time. So therefore, essentially, Kohanim only serve like twice a year, basically, ignoring the Regalim, when kind of all hands are on deck, the three pilgrimage festivals. So when you bring your Ola, you hand it over to the Kohen, and the Kohen does the Avoda for you, and he gets to keep the hide, the Or. Now, a Kohen has a prerogative. If he's bringing his own personal Korban, he can say, listen, I know it's not my week to do the Avoda, but I want to do this one. And he's allowed to do it, and he's allowed to keep the hide if he's bringing Ola. So we're saying here, if we're talking about a Kohen and he's the one who had this Asham, which he got a moment, he sold it and got the money, he buys a personal private Ola according to Rabbi Elazar. So when he brings it, he can say, I know it's on my week, but I want to offer it and I want to keep the hide for myself. That's his prerogative. In contrast, Uvizman Shehi Ba Nedava, if it's coming as part of the communal funds, you know, the guy put the money in the community chest to purchase the Ketz Mizbeach. So then, Einoso Mechalea, first of all, he certainly doesn't have to smicha on the Ola that's brought from communal funds. And in general, no communal korbanos ever have smicha done to them. The only two, I'll call them exceptions, let's call them, at most, is the Par Helem Davar and the Sira Mishtaleach, those cases, but those are, okay, fine. Veinu Mevi Alea Nesachin, he certainly doesn't bring any Nesachin, any accompanying wine or oil. Unesachea Mishal Tzibor, while they are Olos, and every Ola needs to have these minchas nesachim and the wine libation of the company, it doesn't come from his private funds, it comes from the communal public funds. And alfa pishu kohen, if the guy is a kohen, it doesn't matter. Avodasa va'ora shel anshe mishmar, the people who will do the avoda here, slaughtering it, offering it, and keeping the hide are all not him, if it's not his week. Even though it's his money, but too bad. He has no special prerogative because it's being offered on behalf of the community, if you will, and therefore he has nothing to do with it whatsoever. The halacha in this case, like the previous Mishnah, is like the chachamim, which means the money does in fact go to Ketz Mizbeach, and that's the din for all Mosar Ashamos, as well as all Ashamos that are, so to speak, Ashamos Amesos, that can't be offered. They get their blemish, the money comes derived from their sale, and then that money goes Iplu Nadava to go to the community chest to purchase Ketz Mizbeach communal Olos.